Blog Talk Radio. Blog.
There's no better time to upgrade your phone at Walmart, because when you sign up for AT&T Next, you can upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for $0 down. AT&T Next lets you upgrade every 12 months, so there's only one place for wireless. Walmart, more ways to Christmas joy.
Requires eligible installment agreement, qualified credit, and wireless service plan. Tax due at sale. If canceled, wireless service device balance due. New device after 1 year requires 12 installments, eligible trade-in and new purchase. Other charges and restrictions apply. See AT&T.com/next or a store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the National Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Nefer Thomas, and I am co-hosted by Imelda Wallace, our technician for the day, and Ethel Sovereign. We are the Call to Conquer Mastermind Group. We will also be joined and get some shares from our other member, Kimberly Larkins. She's also on with us this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
We are delighted to be back with you this morning. We have a great show prepared for today. So get everybody that you know on the call with us so that we can all take part in sharing in the literary works of Napoleon Hill. Please join us via the internet by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or by phone by calling 661-554-9219. Again, that number is 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we are talking, you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. We invite you to make a comment on our Facebook page and let us know you're listening and post your questions there as well. We will be monitoring the page while on the call. Before we get into today's show, Imelda has some information to share about our organization and who we are and what we do. So, Imelda, if you would be so kind to share that with our audience.
Yes, thank you.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Thank you, Imelda. Today we will continue in the bestseller Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 9, entitled Power of the Mastermind. But before we do that, I'd really like to take the time to say good morning to our founder and president, Mrs. Ann McNeil. She is out there listening to us this morning, I am sure, and I'm prayerful that she will join us at some point as we move through the show. But right now, we're going to continue in the Power of Mastermind. We will continue reading through this chapter and share a brief recap from last week. Imelda, would you be so kind as to kind of bring our audience up to date and kind of share with us what we discussed on last week and where we left off and just some of the points, some key points that were discussed on last week? Thank you so much.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Nefreda. On last Saturday, we talked about mastermind and the importance of being connected to a group. And I'd like to thank Dr. Ann McNeil, our president, and Danielle, her daughter, for helping us on last week with the show. Before I go further, I'd like to share with our new and first-time listeners what is mastermind. And I like to begin reading at page 182 at the bottom of the page. It says, the mastermind may be defined as a coordination of knowledge and effort in the spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. No individual can have great power without availing himself or herself of the mastermind principle. In chapter 1, instructions were given for the creation of plans for the purpose of translating desire into its monetary equivalent. If you carry out these instructions with persistence and intelligence and use discrimination in the selection of your mastermind group, your objective will have been halfway reached even before you begin to recognize it. We also talked about how important it is to be a part of a group, to be connected to like-minded people, maybe 2 to 6 people with like-minded spirits to create goals and plans that will be accomplished between the individuals. And weekly, the groups report face-to-face or by phone to give a report for the actions that they took to complete those goals. It's an accountability spirit that is created to help push and encourage one another to complete their various goals in the 10 areas of their lives. And it is so important to be connected, and so much energy that is given. And it doesn't matter how long it takes for you to complete those goals, just as long as you complete them. And if you fall short from completing those goals, so important to when you're a part of a group to encourage that person to refocus, regroup, and get started again. And so those are some of the things that we discussed on last week. And Ethel, do you have any comments?
That was wonderful what you said during that last week. I didn't miss it, but I heard it was a wonderful show. And as you said, it is like-minded and, you know, in one accord with the group members. And so when you have a definite purpose and be persistent and having a desire for our plans of purpose. And just as you said, it's true, coordination. All of that has to do with it and accountability, you know, accountability to each other. With our goals and dreams and desires, you know, helping one another, each one reach one. That makes us perfect. Perfect.
Thank you so much, Ethel. It's also very good to have you back with us today. I also want to recognize Kim. She is with us today. Kim, did you want to comment? I know that you followed along in your book with us on last week, or you've read through the chapter. So if you have any comments so that we can continue with the chapter, but we want to make sure that we really fully discuss to give our listening audience as much information as possible for those that are trying to catch up with us that may or may not have been able to join us on last week.
Good morning, Freda. Good morning, everyone. At this time, I think we're moving along really good, and I think one of the things our listeners should keep in mind is if they are following through with us in the book, just like you said from the very first session with this chapter, just take the points, apply them to your life, and make them real, make them happen. Don't just plan it. Actually work the plan that you have so you can experience the power that comes from joining with people that have a like mind.
Thank you so much, Kim. Imelda, thank you so much. That was a wonderful brief synopsis of what we did last week. I really appreciate that. sounds like you've really been reading through that chapter. It's really good. So I do hear the excitement and the enthusiasm about really getting some ideas about what we can do as we move forward, because it's a new year coming up, and we don't want to just make New Year's resolutions. We want to make New Year plans that actually come to fruition, that we stick with throughout the year, to help us plan for the next years of our lives. So this is really a good, rich chapter to help us really focus and get our minds in order. So thank you so very, very much. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a brief break, and we're going to head over to our commercial this morning. So Imelda, if you would share our first commercial, I thank you so much.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to begin reading on page 187, the second paragraph, for those of you following along in your book. Ethel, please begin reading for us, please.
Thank you, Loretta. In the subsequent chapters, the methods by which infinite intelligence may be most readily contacted will be adequately described. This book is not a course on religion. No fundamental principle described in this book should be interpreted as being intended to interfere either directly or indirectly with any person's religious habits. This book is confined primarily to instructing the reader how to transmute the definite purpose of desire for money into its monetary equivalent. Read, think, and meditate as you read. Soon, the entire subject will unfold, and you will see it in true perspective. For now, you are seeing the detail of the individual chapters. Money is shy and elusive. It must be wooed and won by methods not unlike those used by the determined lover in pursuit of the beloved. Consequential as it is, the power used in the wooing of money is not greatly different from that used in wooing a person. That power, when successfully used in the pursuit of money, must be mixed with faith. It must be mixed with desire. It must be mixed with persistence. It must be applied through a plan, and that plan must be set into action.
Wow, that is powerful right there. Did you guys hear that? I mean, he really pulled this together in terms of giving us a great synopsis of what this whole book's goal really is, and it's really not geared to any one religion or one thought pattern. It's really just a blanket observation of what we can be doing and should be doing in the pursuit of a financial equivalent. So I really, really appreciate this. Is there anybody else that got something that they'd like to share with the audience with the of what Ethel has read thus far?
Yes, hi, this is Imelda. When I read this on last evening, on yesterday rather, chapter 4 on that page, when it says money is shy and elusive and it must be wooed, and one by methods not unlike those used determine a lover in pursuit of the beloved. I was tickled, and also at the bottom of that paragraph it says that power, when successfully used, is in the pursuit of money, must be mixed with faith, it must be mixed with desire, it must be mixed with persistence. And the first thing that came to my mind was faith without works is dead. If you plan, you have to have a goal, you have to work it. It won't just fall in your lap. It says here that power is wooed. It says that the power in wooing is mixed with faith, which you have to believe it to receive it. It says it's mixed with desire, which is something that you have to have in your heart that you really want. And it talked about persistence. You have to be persistent. You have to continue in it. Persistence creates, on page 181, if you go back, it says, persistence creates faith, and from faith, power. And power is essential for success in the accumulation of the money. You have to have action mixed with your plan. If you don't have any action, then your plans won't work. You have to be doing something. I thought about it, and it made me laugh when it talked about wooing the beloved. When there's someone that's in a relationship or meet someone and they want to woo that person, they take action. They do things to make it happen, to win their heart. So those are my thoughts on that.
Yeah, I am so glad you delved into that, because that's exactly where I was going as it relates to the wooing. When he talks about it right here, when Alpha finished reading the fourth paragraph, where it says, money is shy and elusive. It must be wooed and won by methods not unlike those used by the determined lover in pursuit of the beloved. So he does use a correlation between relationships and the pursuit of them, or a particular person that you really like or enjoy, to turn that same energy into dealing with trying to get the money that you like to have. Not the same, but almost, but you must have faith mixed into that determination, that passion. So the passion that we feel, because you know that when we have people that we love, that we want to be a part of, our husbands, boyfriends, their girlfriends, you notice that there's a different level of pursuit, a different level of persistence and excitement that comes, you know, because, you know, they're sending you flowers, they're really trying to get your attention, we're playing hard to get. I mean, you know, and he's saying that money is a same way. It's elusive. It's shy. You know, you got to come, you got to really show me you want me, you know. So I really like that. So that's how I took it when I heard her read that part. So this is really good. I really like this. Esther, would you be so kind as to continue with that same, on that same page, at the page 187, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to go right on to our fifth chapter, and our fifth paragraph. And once we're done with that, we're going to take another commercial break.
All righty. Thank you, Nafreda. When money comes in quantities known as the, quote, the big money, end quote, it flows to the one who accumulates it as easy as water flows downhill. There exits in life a great unseen stream of power, which may be compared to a river, except that one side flows in one direction, come on now, carrying all who get into that side of the stream, brace yourself now, onward and upward to wealth, while the other side flows in the opposite direction, carrying all who are unfortunate enough to get into it and not able to extricate themselves from it downstream to misery and poverty.
Amen. That is powerful. We need to stop right there, because I am sure that we have a lot of callers that are itching to make some comments there. Excellent, Ethel. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a brief break. We want to keep you coming back, and we're going to take a quick commercial, and we're right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to continue with that powerful discussion. We just got through reading on page 187. We've completed all the way up until the very last paragraph, which we have not read. We want to take some comments, some callers that may have some questions, may have their hand up, that want to get in on this discussion. So if we would be so kind as to allow Ms. McNeil, I believe we have the male McNeil on, that may have a comment and want to get in on this very powerful discussion this morning, and it's also extremely juicy. I mean, it's really hitting some really good points. So I'm going to hush now and let somebody else make some comments. Is the nail with
morning.
Oh, yes.
Good morning, everyone. I actually do not have a comment except that I am really enjoying the show, and Freda, you have super great energy, and I'm so engaged, and I wish I had my book. I actually left my book in Naples last weekend, and we were actually discussing parts of this chapter, but it's a great show so far. And I'm with you all. I agree.
Great. I'd like to get with my co-host, Imelda, Kim, as well as Ethel, if you all have some comments on what we've just finished reading, so that we can continue to engage our audience. Ladies.
The friend of this is Kimberly. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can, love.
I wanted to say... when Imelda was reading and she talked about the faith and the desire, I kept hearing the word persistence. It's very interesting to me because a lot of times people say persistence produces success. And one thing I think we should give as a caveat to our listeners is you need to be really careful what you're persistent in and what you focus on, because that is where your fruit will bear. And maybe there are some things that need to be shifted or changed that you focus on or are persistent in that are keeping you from the goal that you have. Because you may be saying, why am I working so hard and nothing is happening? But what are you working on? So I think that's one thing we need to point out to our listeners. When you're being persistent, make sure you're being persistent in the things that are part of the plan that are going to take you where you want to go so you don't end up in a place that you don't want to be. No further. Did you guys hear me?
I'm sorry, ladies. That was me. I was on mute. Thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate those comments. I'm so glad that you brought those up. It's very important that our callers and listeners, as well as us as well, really focus and home in on that, because that is the key part to make sure that what we're working on is going to get us the goal that we've set for ourselves. So I want to stop there, and I want to continue our reading. It looks like we have another call, and I think it's going to be Dr. Ann McNeil, and we are so pleased to have her on with us this morning. Dr. McNeil?
Good morning, Nefreda. Yes, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And thank you for allowing me to participate this morning. I want to pick up where Kim just left off and encourage those who have their books to go to page 165. She talked about persistence. And on page 165, if I can read that with your permission, please.
Oh, please. We're so excited to have you read for us today. Please do.
All right, at the top of page 165, it says, if you find that you are weak in persistence, center your attention upon the instructions about the mastermind and the power of the mastermind. Surround yourself with the mastermind group, and through the cooperative efforts of the members of this group, you can develop persistence. You will find additional instructions, obviously, on Chapter 3, but by following the instructions outlined in these chapters until the habit nature has been formed. We have hand over a clear picture of the object of your desire to your subconscious mind, which works continuously while you are awake and while you are asleep. From that point on, you will not be handicapped by a lack of persistence. Spasmodic or occasional effort to apply the rules will be of no value to you. To get results, you must apply all of the rules until the application becomes a fixed habit with you. In no other way can you develop the necessary money consciousness. And it goes on to talk about poverty is attracted to the one whose mind is favorable to it, as money is attracted to the one whose mind it has deliberately prepared to attract it. And so I just wanted to just share that, because what happens is that when we mastermind, like Kim was saying, and like what Elfa was reading, we have to do it persistently. It is not going to always feel good. You don't always feel like doing it. But, oh, my God, the power that comes from pressing through with persistence, with the spirit of excellence, is compared to nothing else that I can even begin to describe. We had a meeting this morning for the International Mastermind Association, and Isabella Rivers, one of the founders of this organization, was just sharing that in her 15, 20 years of being involved, she has achieved 99% of everything that she wrote down as a goal. Now, could that have happened without a mastermind group? Could that have happened without her being persistent? I don't think so. So I just wanted to share those thoughts, because I think that this chapter is one of the best in the entire book, and it is really the glue that helps us to take all of the other, you know, the 17 principles and really apply them through the mastermind concept. So thank you for allowing me to comment.
You're welcome, Ann. Can I make a comment on what Ann just spoke about? This is Ethel. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Miss Ann, thank you so much for that. And I'm so grateful for Ann, because, you know, she's the mastermind, the builder, and God really, really used her in so many ways, blessed so many of our lives, and so grateful to her. She blessed my life in so many ways. I'm not a quitter. I don't give up. I have tenacity. But Ann really pushed me even more. Sometimes I was like, yeah, I can, I want to, but, you know, there's no excuse. So that's what persistence comes in at, with there's no excuse. Keep at it. Don't get that. It will pay off. And as she said about Ms. Rivers, you know, with all the goals and plans, when we write it down and we put it into action, even if we fail, because I recall with my sign language exam, and I shared it with them, and I thank God for the group that we have. When you have your group, the accountability partners, that you can talk with them and you can share with them how you feel. If you're feeling down and out, they say, nope, keep at it, you could do it. You know, I was taking an exam, and I didn't do too well, and I missed it by 5 points, and I took it again, missed it by 9. And I'm like, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to fail. Ms. Ann said, Ethel, well, how are you studying? And I was cutting some work, studying, tired. She said, go to sleep, and then, you know, get up and study. Change your study habits. And mind you, I did do that. I followed the instructions, prayed and studied, and God allowed me to pass it. So it's just a matter of helping each other and pulling each other and strengthening each other and pushing each other, and that's where it all comes into place, with the persistence. And keep at it. Don't give up, and we will achieve. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, 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 thank you so much, Ethel and Dr. McNeil. What a energetic group we've got this morning. Wow. Imelda, I believe that we have some more callers that would like to get in on this discussion. I'm going to turn it over to you to go ahead and invite them in to speak.
Yes, Isabella Rivers is on the phone with us this morning, and she likes to make a comment.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Yes, I was listening at the talk show. Very, very interesting. And then I heard my name mentioned by Ms. McNeil, and she was talking speaking on persistence. Yes, it takes persistence to become a masterminder. You know, it can't be something that's lackadaisical. You do it today, you don't do it tomorrow. And looking back over my life, when I came into being a part of Masterminders, I had my goals set, but I was going through a very bad divorce. I was down and out. And then I met up with Ms. McNeil. So when I presented my goals to her and started reading Think and Grow Rich, then that gave me the energy that I needed in order to achieve my goals. I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to become a travel agent. I couldn't just do it. I had to persist at different levels until I achieved my goal. Now I'm traveling the world. I have my own business, and I like taking other people with me. And the thing about it, God has blessed me so until a lot of this travel is free. I was invited by the Jamaican Tourist Board to come to Jamaica and view all their properties, Negril, Ocho Rios, and other areas in that environment, staying at some of the five-star hotels. And then I'm on my way to Hawaii. And, you know, God, like I said, God has blessed me to achieve my goal, but it took persistence. It would be times I would just look at it and didn't do anything about it. But then you have to groom yourself. You have to read Think and Grow Rich. You have to read other books that will groom you to get up, as we say, get up off your seat, stand on your feet, and do something. You have to do something. And that's all I wanted to say. I'm really enjoying this show this morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Isabella. And that is so true. You have to be persistent. I find that when I don't do my reports, this is Imelda, when I don't complete my reports, so when I don't stay focused, I fall short of completing my goals. So persistence is the key.
That's the key. Better do it.
Yes.
Amen, amen, and amen. Wow, what a powerful conversation this morning. I am enjoying all of you, and this is Nefreda, your host. I really would like to get in on this energetic conversation this morning and make my little two-cent comments. I really, really must say that listening to Dr. Rivers, it is a blessing because she really is, in my opinion, the poster child for IMA because she really has accomplished everything she set out to do because I have been with her since she joined, and I'm telling you, where she started from and where she is now is like leaps and bounds from what she started out doing. Everything she said, except for maybe the exception of one or two things over these years, she has accomplished and enjoyed. And I just want to commend her on a job well done. Imelda, can you just give her a round of applause from all of us? I mean, she has done a tremendous job. Congratulations, Isabella. We love you, and we're excited to have you still a part of this great organization to share your wisdom, your knowledge, and your know-how to help us get there. And I just want to say that you've got to learn how to push through your pain to get to where you want to be because pain only lasts for a short time, and you will determine how long that pain lasts because you're going to determine how long you're going to stay down. Just get it together, pull it up, pull yourself up, and keep pushing forward because God never gave us a blueprint that said to get to where you want to be was going to be a bed of roses. He never said that. He just said you're going to get there. Now, we just need to keep pushing forward and believe in the promise And I thank you all so much for all of your energy this morning and sharing with us. I'm sure our audience is enjoying the show tremendously. And I'm going to now turn it back over to Imelda. We have got to take another short commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Thank you all so very much. We're back. I want to continue with our reading. I have to yield to my extraordinary technician in the back, Minister Wallace. Do we have any other callers? Do we have anyone that would like to make a comment before we continue with our reading, Dr. Wallace?
No hands are raised at this time.
Wonderful. If you have people that were, their mics were open at one point, you may want to look at closing those mics in the event. I don't know, I'm not in the back room, but they're not making comments so that we don't get confused that they want to make comments with us right now. All right, so we're going to continue with our reading. So, Ethel, can you pick up where you left off?
Sure. Thank you, Nisetta. Okay, page 187, the bottom. Every person who has accumulated a great fortune has recognized the existence of this stream of life. It consists of one's thinking process. The positive emotions of thought form the side of the stream which carries one to fortune. The negative emotions form the side which carries one down to poverty. Any comments?
You can continue reading. Continue reading right to the beginning of the third paragraph on page 188, and then we'll stop there for comments and conversation. Thanks.
Okay. Understanding that you yourself can control where you will be in this stream of life is of stupendous importance to the person who is following this book with the object of accumulating a fortune. For such understanding leads to the recognition that anybody can wish for riches, and most people do, but only a few know that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable means of accumulating wealth. Thank you.
Thank you, Ethel. I'll read the very next. I wanted to read to the next paragraph. I'll read that. If you find yourself in the side of the stream of life which leads to poverty, understand that you have within you the power to propel yourself over to the other side of the stream. Your oar is the philosophy and the principles set forth in this book. They can serve you only through application and use. Merely reading and passing judgment on these principles, either one way or the other, will in no way benefit you. You must take your oar in hand and act. Thank you so much. I'm going to yield to our technician. I believe that we may have some people on hold that may want to make some comments at this time. I'm not sure. I see a couple of hands raised. I did go ahead and get in the back room. I see a couple of hands raised. So I'm going to yield to Imelda for comments.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Ann has a comment.
Yes. Thank you so very much, Imelda. I just wanted to just digress for a moment because I know oftentimes we have many people that listen to these recordings on Blog Talk Radio show that may be their first time listening. And I just want to go back a second, if I can have your permission, Nefreda.
Yes, please, please.
Yeah, when the book was originally written by Napoleon Hill, he was commissioned by Andrew Carnegie, who asked him if he would be willing to take 20 years of his life and do research on the philosophy of success. And Carnegie was standing there with lint in his pockets, deliberating whether or not he would be willing to take on this responsibility until he heard Andrew Carnegie say to him, "I will not pay you a dime, and I'd like to know if you will be willing to take 20 years of your life and do this research." Napoleon Hill quickly said yes, not knowing how he would even get home that night because he didn't have any money to do so. I bring that up because when you think about the fact that Andrew Carnegie had a mastermind group, he started out very poor, working in the steel mills at 12 and 13 years old. So he understood the power of the mastermind group. And when I think about what you and Ethel just read, talking about that burning desire, and anybody can wish for riches, and most people do, but only a few know that a definite plan plus the burning desire for wealth are the only dependable means of accumulating the wealth. Oftentimes we don't have a desire for wealth. We just have a desire for something, but we don't know what it is. And this book has helped us to understand that money is good if you use it for good. But oftentimes, if we understand how to make the money utilizing the mastermind concept espoused in this book, then it will help you to be able to achieve almost anything in life because you have a philosophy of success and understanding how to do that. So I'd like to go to page 77 in our book, where Andrew Carnegie talks about in the, I think it's like the third or fourth paragraph in the book. He says, Andrew Carnegie stated that he personally knew nothing about the technical end of the steel business. Moreover, he did not particularly care to know anything about it. The specialized knowledge which he required for the manufacture and marketing of steel, he found available through the individual units of his mastermind group. The accumulation of great fortune calls for power, and power is acquired through highly organized and intelligently directed specialized knowledge. But that knowledge does not necessarily have to be in the possession of the person who accumulates the fortune. I need to read that again. The accumulation of great fortune calls for power, and power is acquired through highly organized and intelligently directed specialized knowledge. That knowledge does not necessarily have to be in the possession of the person who accumulates the fortune. The preceding paragraph should give hope and encouragement to the person who has ambition to accumulate a fortune, but who does not have the necessary education to supply such specialized knowledge as may be required. People sometimes go through life suffering from inferiority complexes because they are not well educated. Yet, the individual who can organize and direct a mastermind group of people who possess knowledge useful in the accumulation of money is just as educated as anyone in the group. Remember that if you suffer from a feeling of inferiority, which is where I was when I started personally, this is Ann McNeil speaking, because your schooling has been limited. Thomas Edison had only 3 months of formal education during his entire life, yet he did not lack education, nor did he die poor. Henry Ford had less than a sixth grade education, but he managed to do pretty well by himself financially. Specialized knowledge is among the most plentiful and the cheapest form of service which may be had. If you doubt this, consult the payroll of any college or university. I just wanted to read that to just encourage us in the fact that as we mastermind, we should always have some financial goals that we want to achieve, because it's not so much the money as it is the knowledge and wisdom and understanding that we achieve in the process of learning how to make the money. By associating your mind and your power with the mind and power and energy of other energies and other people. And that's what Isabella Rivers did, and so many of us starting out in the masterminding process, by coming together with like minds and like spirits and really pulling together our common energies and our resources to achieve our own goals with the help and support of everybody else. So I just wanted to just share those thoughts with Freda. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. McNeil. You always bring in the part that kind of pulls it all together for us. That's why you are Dr. McNeil. Thank you so very much. We really appreciate that. It was much needed, and it kind of gave a lot of clarity to those of us who are on the call and those who will be listening futuristically to this show. It really kind of helps you set up and understand what our direction is in Mastermind. And I just want to interject something. We're going to discuss it or have a commercial about it a little later on. But for those of you who want to know more and really want to explore what your possibilities could be with your life, I really implore you to take the time, make an effort to come to our event that's happening in January, our annual meeting. It is going to be a blessing. And I can almost promise you that you will not leave without being moved and put into your own life and doing things that you want to do and share and be able to have some of these conversations from your own experiences that you're hearing from these wonderful women here today. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody that's listening to this call or that will listen to it. We want you to participate. We're going to give you some more information as we come to the end of our show and how to become a part of the conference that's happening in January. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And right now, before we go to any more callers, I'm going to have to stop and take our final commercial break. So I'm going to yield to our technician extraordinaire, Dr. Wallace, and have her give us a commercial, and then we're going to come back and we're going to take some more comments from our listening audience. Thank you all so far for all of your participation. We look forward to continuously sharing with you throughout this morning. Dr. Wallace?
Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
No, this is Sharon Jackson.
Yes, hi, Sharon. You can go ahead and make your comment.
Okay, thank you. Good morning to Freda and to all the listeners of the Blog Talk show. I just wanted to make a couple of comments, follow-up comments. One is, I think it was you, Freda, that was talking about, well, there are several people who were talking about persistence. And one of the things that in talking to people, you know, we have become such an instant gratification society that we think that if we do something for 2 weeks, even a month, oh, my gosh, I did it for a month and it didn't work. Well, you know what? Persistence is doing it until you win. Doesn't matter if you did it a month. Doesn't matter if you did it 6 months. Persistence. We are designed to be a people that win. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, man, or woman. We are designed to win. And so you have to do it until you see it. And winning doesn't necessarily mean that you make $1 million. Look at Isabella Rivers. Yes, she wanted to make money, but money came when she achieved her goal of traveling the world and showing the world, showing people the world. Money came because she achieved her goals. So a lot of times money comes as you achieve those things that are not only just good for yourself, but good for others. Our life is designed to be a benefit for all those people that are around us. So look at the life of people that achieve. It's not just money for me. Money for me and my four and no more. It is for the good that they have done, not only for themselves, but for others, the other people that are around them. The last thing that I wanted to say is that the International Mastermind is, it's, you know, before I started participating in the International Mastermind, I was a list maker. So it's important to make sure people understand there's a difference between making lists and just going out and completing all the objects on your list. And that's what Anne tells us all the time, is that we have goals. And the IMA is not just, we don't just make goals and we go after them. We develop goals, but we're also an accountability group. And that is something that is very, very hard. If you have a slacker, I say a slacker, and take that, it may be not the correct word. But if you have someone that's slow in achieving their goals, we're an accountability group, and that's hard. That is a hard position to be in. But we do it out of love, and we do it out of respect, and we do it because we know that down deep, everyone has the ability to achieve. I just, you know, those were, you know, in listening, there's so much that you can get out of this. But those are just the three or four things that I wanted to make sure. You know, it's not just getting for me and my four, but we are a people. We, meaning International Masterminders, we're lights. We are a light in every environment that we go in. I look at you, and when you bring in one of your Nefreda cakes and how the room glows as soon as they see them. When Anne comes in and she throws out one of her ideas and people have a story. They just, the light comes on and people have a story. You know, and when Isabel Rivers starts talking about the travel and things that she's done, the light that comes on in the room. We're lights. And that's who we are. You bring light into the world. You bring joy in the world. You bring love in the world. And that's who IMAers are. So that's, you know, that's just it. I could say a lot more. You know, I'm a talker. But the deal is this. I just wanted to make sure that I brought those four points. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Sharon. Your comments are always well accepted, well received, and also very well informed. Thank you so very much. You hit the nail right on the head in terms of us being light. And I just want to piggyback all of that to all of those who are a part of IMA and are masterminders. We really want you to focus on getting your reports turned in. And those who have not turned in reports, your annual reports, we're asking that every masterminder, every member, whether you've been a part for 1 year, 1 day, 1 month, or 10 years, 15 years, we want to have your annual reports. So those of you who may not have turned them in the last year or years before, we want you to make sure you do that this year. We're looking forward to hearing your stories, those lights. Those things help and bless other people. So we're looking forward to all of you participating and doing that this year. We're excited. And for those of you who have not been to our annual meeting and have not joined, I'm going to say it again, make it your business to make a sacrifice and attend this as we come to 2013. We're looking forward to hearing from you. I'd like everybody that's a part of this call to go on mute because your sounds are coming through on the call, so you need to go on mute. Thank you all so very much. I'm going to yield back to our technician, Imelda. She is going to go on and give her comments for today. And if we have anybody else that has their hand raised, I'm also yielding to our technician extraordinaire to find out where we are. Imelda?
Yes, hi. Danielle has a comment to make.
Yes, I do. Thank you so very much. I've enjoyed the show. Thank you so very much. I actually just wanted to talk a bit about the annual conference for a lot of people who are listening and who will be listening. That conference is January 11th and 12th, which is a Friday and Saturday in Boca Raton, Florida, at the Embassy Suites Hotel. It is a day of masterminding and accountability and goal sharing. And for more information about the conference, it is all on our website at internationalmasterminders.com, the registration information. This is the early registration period, so you definitely want to take advantage of that. You can also check out the group page, as many people have been doing, at International Mastermind Association, and that's on the group, that's on the Facebook group page. So there is an event on the Facebook group page, and it also gives the registration information in terms of pricing and the time and the date and the location. So we're pretty excited about it, and we welcome everyone to check it out and join us. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much, Danielle. We appreciate that. We're coming to the end of our show now, and as I promised all of you, we're going to give you the information on our annual meeting. It is going to be given to you now. Please get your pens, papers ready together so that you can write down this information so that you can have it readily available in addition to what Ms. Danielle just shared with you. Thank you so much, Imelda.
Yes, thank you.
Start your year with full accountability and balance. Join the International Mastermind Association Friday and Saturday, January 11th and 12th, 2013, for the International Mastermind Association annual retreat in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. The International Mastermind Association annual retreat is a day and a half of accountability, creating, sharing, and celebrating goals and accomplishments with like-minded individuals that are living their lives on purpose. You don't want to miss it. For registration and more information on this life-enlightening event, please visit our website at internationalmasterminders.com.
Thank you so much, Imelda. We are down to the last few minutes of our show. This has been a very powerful show today, and we have been so excited to have all of you with us. I'm giving my final comments. I'm going to allow my co-host to do the same. Thank you all for your input, your interjections, and your comments today. They have been really a blessing, and we thank you all so much for joining us each Saturday. We're looking forward to our last show. Will be next week, The Call to Conquer, and we're looking forward to having all of you join us again last week as we complete and conclude Chapter 9. Thank you all so very much. Imelda?
Yes, I'd like to just thank everyone for joining us. It was a wonderful show, and even on the phone, just so much energy having a discussion, and all of those that gave their testimonies about being a part of the group, it was such a blessing, and so it's just important for us to stay connected, to be a part of a group, and to encourage one another. So please join us at our annual meeting. You won't be disappointed.
This is Kimberly, and I just wanted to say, just remember what IMA Mayor Sharon Jackson said, persistence is just doing it until you win. So do it until you see it. Do it until you see it. Do it until you see it.
Thank you.
Ethel?
Yes. This is Ethel.
And I just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for joining us. We will not have a poverty mentality. We will continue to have faith, desire, and persistence, because persistence does pay. Plan and take action. Yes, we can do it. Thank you.
Thank you all so very much. We're at the end of our show. We look forward to seeing all of you on next week, Saturday. We will continue on Chapter 9. Thank you all so very much. Have a wonderful and great weekend. We are so excited to still be a part of International Mastermind Association.